This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Air on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. Go to sdcarb.com to go faster, get better fuel mileage, or make that classic car original. They have it all. And if you have a BMW, Mini, or Porsche, Black Forest Motorsports might be your dealer alternative. Over 40 years experience. Go to blackforestautomotive.com. blackforestautomotive.com. Well, since Brittany brought in a designer from Nissan, we're going to stay on the same trend. I did an interview. It's been a little while, but finally got it in. Ted Wu, he's the head of design for Hot Wheels.
That sounds fun.
So if you're into little Hot Wheel-y cars, he is the man. So the Hot Wheels tour, I think, is complete by now, by the time I run this interview. But if you're into Hot Wheels, sit back, take a listen.
All right. Hey, folks, you know, all you Hot Wheel fans out there, well, I have got the man. I got Ted Wu. He's the Hot Wheels head designer. And when you hear him start talking, you can tell he's grinning from ear to ear because he has probably got the best job for an adult that still thinks he's a kid. How you doing, bud?
Thanks, Dave. I'm doing great. Really appreciate you having me on today.
Hey, I am so excited about the tour, and it's the Legends Tour final. So, and you're going to do that at Jay Leno's, and I'm just going to let you sit back and tell everybody about what's going on.
Yeah, totally. So we're in our third year of the Hot Wheels Legends Tour. It's a tour that we've been doing around the globe to find the next car that's going to be made into an actual Hot Wheels diecast car. It's been a trip. We've seen so many awesome cars, but this year it culminates this Saturday at Jay Leno's Garage. So that's really cool. We're gonna have obviously Jay there. We have a good friend of the brand, Gabriel Iglesias, also known as Fluffy the comedian, and we're gonna be showing off the cars and having fun.
How difficult is it to pick a car to become a Hot Wheel? Because I talk to people about it all the time. And unfortunately, everybody's car is the car they think should be a Hot Wheel. So how do you narrow that down? Is it, do you have a team at Hot Wheels that you all say, oh my, that's got to be the next car?
Yeah, totally. It's really hard. It's really hard. We talk about it a lot. We have within the team, we have the Hot Wheels Dungeon. We've created over 25,000 unique vehicles. And so, you know, looking at new cars and seeing all these great things come in, it's awesome to be inspired and see all the new designs. But at the same time, we got to find something that's different, something that's going to really be worthy of being made into a Hot Wheels diecast car. So it's tough. We look at three main things. The first is, of course, creativity. Like I said, you know, we've made so many cars in the past. The brand is over 50 years old now. So we're looking for something that is really unique. Something that's really kind of the first of its kind. The second thing we look at is authenticity. And that's really about sort of, does it look like a Hot Wheels car? You got to look at it and you got to say, hey, you know what? That's Hot Wheels car. It's just got to feel right. And then the third thing we look at is garage spirit. We like cars that are built. We like guys and gals that are wrenching on the cars, that have a love for the actual craft. We don't want just bought cars. Hot Wheels is about kind of, a person's creative vision, and we love to see that passion that's in there. So those three things, creativity, authenticity, and garage spirit, are the three key things we're looking for in the car.
Well, you're not old enough, but back when I was a boy in high school, Fisher Body used to go to all of the high schools, and they would challenge anybody in the school to get to be part of the Fisher Body design program. And these were high school kids, and they would draw all I had to do is draw out something. They would submit it. And I talked to General Motors a while back to a couple of guys that knew of the program, and they said you would not believe how many designers they got out of high schools by doing this program. And it sounds to me like you're kind of on the same track, except you're not dealing with any age group, or anybody or everybody can submit their idea, right?
Totally, yeah. There's no limit. We got people young and old, guys and girls, people from all walks of life. I think the fun thing about this show is that there really is something for everyone, right? You can be into American Muscle, you can be into JDM, you can be into exotics, rat rods, hot rods. It's crazy. It's crazy the amount of variety we see come to these shows, and it's because everyone loves cars and everyone has different tastes, but they're all welcome here in Hot Wheels. And like you said, I think it's really cool because we all share the kind of a love for cars, but there's no limit to what people can come up with. So it's been, like I said, it's been a trip. The love has been outpouring and great for the brand. And I think hopefully this is something that for years to come will be kind of a family fun event.
Well, I totally agree, and I was hoping you were going to say that, because this is one of those things that could go on forever and ever, because, the mind of a car nut is endless. I mean, what you like, what I like, and maybe what Natalie likes, none of it's the same, which that's the uniqueness of it. But when somebody designs something that you guys and your team say, OMG, what is this? That's the key.
Totally. And that's, it's crazy because there are, again, the variety is nuts. There's things that we just have not seen or thought of. Like I said, we have a pretty, we have a pretty good team of designers, and I'm being a little modest here. We've got a team of almost 40 designers, a lot of them with transportation design backgrounds, a lot of them with experience in the real automotive industry. And again, you would have thought we have seen everything, but just the passion is amazing, and the variety of cars is so good. There was a just last week the winner was this 54 Chevy Chop that was just so mean, just amazing livery. It's got sort of a shark livery on it, camo, looks nuts, totally different than a winner from a few weeks ago, which was a Porsche Cayman, and you'd never see these two different cars. If you're doing Cars and Coffee, you would never see these two cars in the same parking lot. But here in the Legends Tour, of course you see these cars next to each other.
That is amazing. So now, unfortunately, this is radio, and nobody can see the brochure that's promoting the Jay Leno Hot Wheels Legend Tour finale. But it looks like a concept truck. What is that on the flyer?
You know what? I'm not looking at the same flyer, so I'm not sure which one it is. Concept truck. It might be the we had a really great winner in New Jersey. It's called the Scorpion. It looks kind of like a futuristic quad, if you will. Is that it?
Yeah, that might be it exactly. I'm gonna look it up really quick, I was just blown away by it.
It might be the Apache. The Apache is if the Chevy Apache.
Ken, I think it's the purple one from the Hot Wheels garage.
The purple one from the Hot Wheels garage.
It is. It's purple. It's got Hot Wheels down the side. And it's got kind of a, and it looks like it was a minivan that you cut the roof off from the driver's seat back.
It's the Diora too. It's the one that's got surfboards in the back. Yeah. So,
what?
Yeah,
off the charts, dude. Off the charts. Now, what age group was that? Who designed that?
So the Diora 2 was designed by a Hot Wheels designer named Nathan Proach. And it's a classic Hot Wheels vehicle. It's a car that has been in the line for years. It's actually, without getting too nerdy, it's based off a car called the DR1, which was part of the original 16 Hot Wheels vehicles ever made. So that's a Hot Wheels design car, but is in our Garage of Legends, which is a garage of cars that we've actually made into life-size cars. So very, very appropriate, because one of these cars that's going to hopefully win this year will be inducted into that same Garage of Legends.
Wow. So let's talk a little bit about induction, and not induction, but how does the general public become part of this program? I mean, can anybody and everybody submit? Now, I know this tour is over, but I'm sure you're going to have a 2021. How do people submit their – is it a drawing? How do they go about it?
Yeah, totally. So if you go to our Hot Wheels Facebook page or hotwheels.com, you can get all the information on how to enter. Again, this year, hopefully we are all done this year, but would love to get some people in started early and building the cars for next year. And just submit your car and show us what you got.
That's awesome, man, I tell you. And the bragging rights will be endless, something that they'll have with them their whole lives. I think it's just an amazing, amazing program. Well, Ted, I got to tell you, you've got – everybody says I got the best job in town, but I'm telling you, dude, you've got the best job in town. You're in the toy box every day.
Well, thanks, Dave. I appreciate it. And if we get a chance, we'd love to have you come to the studio and show you around.
Oh, yeah, I will definitely make a point of that. Natalie will take good care of me, so we'll arrange that probably either next month or after the first of the year.
Sounds great.
All right, buddy. Hey, keep up the good work, and I'll tell my man, Fred. Oh, and is this going to be open to the public this Saturday, or is it going to be kind of locked down due to COVID?
It's, you can tune in. Please have everyone tune in. It'll be from 9 to 11. That's Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in on Jay Leno's YouTube page or the Hot Wheels Facebook page.
I know Fred, my buddy, he says, oh, yeah, I've seen every one of them.
Fred, you got to bring Fred.
He carries them in his pocket. He goes to Walmart. He knows when the truck is going to arrive, and he stands on the loading dock waiting for the truck to be unloaded. That's how crazy he is, and he's in his 50s. I think.
Oh,
50s.
Love it. Love it. When we get you down here, we got to bring Fred up.
I'll definitely do it, my man. All right, thanks a lot. You have a wonderful day, and Natalie, you're the best.
Of course. Thank you, Dave.
All right, see you guys.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. The new 2021s are coming in, and they're just cutting screaming deals on the 2020s. You need to go down and check them out. They support Barona Speedway, and we got Dirt Dude on the line. How's it going, Budsky?
Hey, what's going up, gang?
Man, we just had an awesome interview with a sculpture from the Nissan Design Center. What a great interview that was. Man, oh, man. Talk about a great industry.
That'd be a cool trip to go on.
I know.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't do tours at the Nissan Design Center. It's kind of a locked out. What do you got your finger in here?
Well, I was going to add to it when you were done.
Yep.
Well, I talked to him about that. They used to give interviews.
Yes, they did.
And when they did so, you had to sign paperwork that you wouldn't say anything for like up to 8 months.
No photographs, no cameras, no cell phones.
It reminds me of when I started racing in the Nationals. I would take off all my panels after the first day of racing to prep for the second day. And they'd say, don't take all your panels off. People might be coming to look. I'm like, look at me.
To see what you have.
Basically, though, the design of my car. And I was like, okay, I didn't really think anyone would be stealing secrets from me.
Yeah, we'll see. That was a compliment.
But Eve, just the design of the car.
Right.
And, yeah,
oh, no, they're real strict about it, boy.
Yeah.
So how you doing, bud? You getting ready for the holiday season?
Yeah, even like dirt track, like when you see a lot of these guys running modifieds, I mean, you never see the back of the car. They're always got wheel covers on them. You don't see what they're running for tires or
and shocks, kind of suspension.
Yeah,
for sure.
Right?
Yeah,
that's when that's your only secret you can keep. You know, everyone's running either a Shaw or a Twist or chassis. Everyone's running the same chassis, but your shock setup, your even your settings, your fine tuning.
Yep.
I mean, like two hole different could make the car drive different out of the corner.
Yeah. And if you don't think it's true, walk over to one of those cars and raise the tarp.
Oh, no, I don't advise that.
You bring back a broken stump.
Yeah.
So, hey, I thought about you the other day. I've just got my one of my tough sheds all turned into a shop. Got my lights up, getting ready to hang my pegboard tomorrow.
Yeah, you got your workbench.
Got my workbench in. I decided I'm not doing the drawers. I'll leave that one up to you. I'm just going to hang all mine on the wall.
I want a little of both.
All my drawers are all done, so I mean, it's just pretty much, I never showed you the rest of them, but they're all pretty much like that socket drawer. I mean, my wrenches are all in line. All my tools are all in line.
Now you got to use them.
Yeah. Well, I use them all the time.
Yeah, isn't it desert season? Don't you go out, you and your daughter ride?
Oh, yeah, but it's, you know, with everything going on, I got my refrigerator out of my trailer right now, doing a cooling pack in it, and yeah, the desert's kind of on lockdown, so not much going on. This is one of those years, it's like you stick close to home and you just wait for everything to be over and get on with life next year.
Well, you need to listen to the first hour, San Diego Off-Road Coalition, because they're starting to open up different parts of the desert. So, you know, the light's bright at the end of the tunnel, so hang in there. Watch 10 looks like they're going to be opening that up so you can go underneath and go to Boardman's Bar and Grill.
Destination.
Yes.
As long as you stay out of the state parks, pretty much I know like BLM land is open. They're not restricting BLM land, but any kind of like Ocotillo Wells, Gordon's Wells, anything that's a state vehicular park, yeah, they're saying no overnight camping.
Yeah, no overnight. Yeah, that's right. And the Biden administration wants to shut down all of the government lands. That's his next challenge.
Yeah. It's silent.
Yeah, I know. Put a for sale sign on that trailer unless you're going down to the beach.
You know, I mentioned in mixed company that there were places that we used to ride that are shut down, and they were surprised. They're like, how do they even shut it down? They didn't know. So, Dirt Dude, guess who I have coming in next week?
Who do you have?
Bryson and Kelsey Newman.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They were both behind the wheel this season, correct? Because I said that to Dave, and he looked at me weird.
The whole family. Yeah. I mean, intermixed Dave Capella in with that group, and then Eric Evans, Christopher Evans. That's a pretty big family group there that they
huge.
Got going on.
Yeah. Bit of a dirt dynasty.
Yeah, dirt dynasty.
But now we have Bryson, who's a little guy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking so forward to those little guys. They're such interesting interviews.
We had a chatterbox last week.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. That's the only guy that does his own podcast.
His own show. YouTube subscribe. He has over 500 subscribers.
Yeah, he's going to be on KUSI on the
3rd.
3rd, yeah, 3rd.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to having a little
rascal. I'm happy to see that Kelsey's back out on the dirt.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to that. It should be a lot of fun. Anything new going on at your end of the world as far as Barona?
No, I haven't heard anything. You know, everyone's been pretty quiet. I think they're just taking this time off and waiting to see what's going to happen. I know Paris has their schedule out.
Right.
They're coming out with their schedule, but who knows if they're going to be able, when they're going to be able to fulfill it. Like I said, it all depends on after the new year. I just, on behalf of everyone at Barona Speedway, I want to wish everyone, all of our friends, family, sponsors, everyone that's involved with the track, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I don't think we're going to be able to do much till after that. So I know a lot of people listen that are part of our track and part of our family. So just want to make sure everyone has a safe and happy Christmas and New Year's.
Well, and right back to you as well and your family. But yeah, it's... you know, it's, I don't know about this coronavirus thing. It's not looking good. I mean, it just seems like numbers keep going up. You know, I had to go do a test, got the results this morning, which I'm 100% negative. So I was happy to hear that. But, you know, I'm starting to see more and more friends, you know, coming up positive, you know, but not having any symptoms. So I was happy to see that. A couple people, you know, have survived it. One of the guys that called in, he's got a metal taste in his mouth, and I had not heard that. I had not heard that. Had you heard that one? I haven't heard that one.
No, that's a pretty weird one.
That's a weird
one. You have no taste to smell
or
taste.
But never metal, and I didn't even want to go there, but... But yeah, so
tinfoil on the box.
Yeah,
on the socket.
I'm still going to races. I mean, I'm still going to restaurants. I'm still supporting those guys and girls. So that's.
I feel so sorry for the restaurants.
Not me. I'm.
You're
there.
On. You're off. You're on. You're off. Oh, you're open. God. You closed. You closed. You're open.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you.
Well, once we get over this, and then like when all the vaccines start getting out, then we can, you know, feel more safer, and then start getting what back to normal is going to be for a while.
Mm-hmm. And, whatever, you know, that is.
Yeah, we're going to have to see how everyone can recover from that, as long as, you know, we can start going on the other side of it, not the downhill side, and start going the other way. So it's.
I just want to start going in circles. I want that. Circles. We do have the Tulsa Shootout. We got our local driver, Darren Brown. He's going to be at the Tulsa Shootout.
And guess who's calling in next? On his way to the Chili Bowl.
Jake Swanson?
Brody Roa.
Oh! I was about to say Brody.
Yeah, so, my guess, Brody.
Yay. Yeah.
So he's in late January, he plans on racing a wing car for the first time in Arizona.
Ooh, I wonder which track we're going to have to ask.
Well, we will have to ask him. So he's heading to the Chili Bowl right now.
We have locals that we can root for when you see them on the television.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I love it.
That is so cool. That's the best part. I love it. Absolutely love it.
My mother was updating me via text last night. She was watching Outlaws. She saw Kyle Larson just got second, and I felt like asking, who is this? My mom's at home, sitting at home alone now, just watching dirt track racing on TV. I love it.
Yeah. Ooh.
I love it.
Well, when you have nothing else, I mean, that's what you're going to do. I was talking to one of my friends, and he's like totally going through withdrawals. He's like,
oh, yeah.
I haven't smelled methanol in like, you know, like 6 months. And I'm like, yeah, I know. If it goes straight line, or if it just pretty much has horsepower, I've missed out on it pretty much the whole year.
Yeah, the withdrawals are real.
Well, a 68 Chevy Camaro went by as I was walking out of the restaurant. And you could tell the carburetor wasn't adjusted properly, and it smelled so good. I mean, I almost started chasing it. It smelled so good.
I just have to hear motorcycles go by, and it reminds me of the dwarf car. It's like, ooh.
Well, there's that. Oh, yeah, the little cowies. Yeah, exactly. All right, buddy. Well, hey, Merry Christmas to you, and we look forward to one of these days you're going to have to, you know, get off the stick and come on in for an hour.
Yeah, I don't know. You got Brittany there now, and she's just...
No, you can come in to help me control her.
You come in, yeah, keep me from hacking and yakking.
Oh, I know. I have to throw cold water on her all the time. She gets all
overzealous.
She doesn't run very fast. She's still got the boot on?
Yeah, she's... No, she three-pedaled it today.
I drove my Mustang for the first time in 3 months. She got a bath.
She three-pedaled it today.
I felt normal.
She is grinning from ear to ear.
Yeah,
that's all right. How it starts.
That's right. Yeah, you hit that on the head. All right, buddy. Hey, Merry Christmas again to you, and tell any of the Barona family you meet the same thing. And we look forward to seeing you hopefully in studio before the racing starts.
Yeah.
All right, you guys have a safe one.
You too.
Take care.
Enjoy the game tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sorry about that last week. I watched it for you. It didn't work.
It was brutal.
I mean, it was even brutal at my end, and I'm not even a Steelers fan. You need to get out there and show them how to do it, brother. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. All right, folks, you just listened to Racer Radio. We got another segment to go. This is FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. The schedule's out, folks. Get online, parisautospeedway.com. Pick your race and pray that they're going to be able to run. But in the meantime, we got somebody heading to the Chili Bowl.
We got a fast one on the phone.
Brody Roa. Hey, Brody, is it me, or did we just talk about going to the Chili Bowl?
It feels like it, huh?
God, it seems like a couple weeks ago we were heading to the Chili Bowl, but you're packed up. You're getting ready. When are you leaving tomorrow?
No. I'll leave on. I believe my flight's on the 11th.
Oh, okay. So
they run the Tulsa first.
Shootout.
Yeah, the shootout.
I think the shootout starts in the next few days.
Like January 1st through the 3rd or something like that.
Yeah, but something like that.
I saw them laying down the clay. I sent it off to Team Brown. They're laying down the clay last week and just posting it on Facebook. It's coming to life.
How fast they build that track.
I know.
It's amazing.
Yeah. They've done it a couple times, so they've got to kind of figure it out. So are you excited?
Oh, yeah. Always excited to get back to Chili Bowl. That one's just got a – Chili Bowl is just something special, you know, something different than anything else the rest of the year. It's pretty cool just to be a part of it, you know.
Yeah, and it's such – for people that don't know anything about the Chili Bowl, it's probably one of the hardest series to run because I think you're running, what, 5 days now because of the – there's so many cars that are going to be there?
So there's five prelim nights and then Saturday. So there's six nights total. And even breaking the cars up into five nights, I mean, I think last year there was like 70 cars a night still.
Golly. But so, talk about a show.
It's something special. It's a lot of luck. You have to roll your car down the ramp the first time better than anybody else. Cause if you chase anything for half a lap there, you're behind the eight ball. So put yourself in trouble.
So are they going to allow fans to this event?
Yeah, I think the grandstand tickets were cut down to 25%.
Oh man.
I may be wrong, but I think that's what they did.
Yeah.
I don't know what other restrictions they have or if they have any hopefully all the cars show up I'm Chili Bowl. It's still going to be a huge event. So
I don't think you're going to have a problem with car count.
I don't think so either.
And let me ask you this. How and you can say this or you don't have to answer it. It's totally up to you. But how important is it to have people in the stands?
I've never raced not in front of somebody, but I feel like it would be very strange to if you want to get out of the car and stand up and look up and see nobody.
Right.
That'd be pretty.
But
pretty
when you're weird. Actually in the car, fans mean nothing.
Well, I mean, yeah, you see them when you're parading around lining up, you know. It's pretty cool to look up and see a packed house. It's pretty
pretty awesome.
That's what I was thinking.
Butterflies in your stomach that people are watching you.
Yeah.
Before and after, there's probably an effect, whether it's conscious or unconscious. But during, you're not thinking about anything.
That's right.
And the machine becoming what?
Who's watching?
Yeah.
You don't want to do a Britney and look up and look at the moon.
Once, Dave. Oh. I got distracted.
No one's letting her live it down. She looked at the moon and what happened?
It's a beautiful full moon coming out of turn two. Say, now, Chili Bowl, that's indoors.
Yeah,
so he doesn't have to worry.
Yeah.
But he has more focus.
There's a big screen TV going in.
Oh!
One ball, so.
Well, don't wave to the
don't
camera.
Don't wave, whatever you do.
Yeah. So is it?
You know, when you think, when your car's really good there, if you're out front, you could look up at that TV like it's nothing.
No. Yeah, right.
See where second is.
Yeah, right. To see where second is.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
As the guy comes up on your right or your left.
Yeah, but I'm sure he doesn't run mirrors. Like, we don't even run mirrors. You just have to listen for the motor and just think about keeping that front.
I'll see it in your pants.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you're in front, they got, it's yours. No. You know, they got to get around you. You don't have to worry about that. You just go where you want to go, and they have to work around you, right?
Yeah, well... That's something a little different about Chili Bowl. You're never safe at Chili Bowl. So.
Yeah, to people who don't know, I have other circles I run with. I say that it's like the Super Bowl of dirt track racing. Am I right or am I off on that?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, so it is.
Without a shadow of a doubt. And how big is the track for people that don't know?
I don't know what they call it, a sixth?
What?
Yeah,
it's fairly small.
Yeah, fairly.
And so how many are going to be out? 2022 drivers?
Yeah, they start
on a
2022 in the feature. Yeah,
that's so much machine.
It gets pretty crowded.
Oh my gosh, that's to say the least.
So you can't make a mistake. Nobody can make a mistake.
No, you can't make. If you make a mistake at Chili Bowl, you're getting passed by six guys.
Yeah, in an instant.
Yeah.
So are you driving your car or are you driving for somebody?
No, I'm. I'll run for Kevin Ramey and Taylor Courtney.
Okay.
And Bambo out of Texas again. I've ran for them the last 2 years.
Yeah.
We went to Indiana Midget Week this year. And we're going to take that same car back again this year. Last year we were really good there. You know, we had a malfunction in the fuel pump that set us back on our prelim night. So, but we were really good. So I'm looking forward to getting back with those guys this year. Basically taking the same package that we had. And, you know,
are we watching for
all our luck works out?
Yeah.
I want to be able to look for you and find you. So am I watching for red, white, and black? Is that what you're running?
Red, white, and black, number 7M.
Okay. Yeah. I love knowing some of the drivers out there.
And how are you going to watch him?
Well, yeah, I'm wondering, is it going to be on Flow?
Yeah. Actually, okay. That's really cool about it this year is every night's on Flow.
Good.
Yeah, that's different than it's been every year. So Flow's really come around and, I think, push short track, dirt track racing here this year.
Now, is that FLO or FLOW?
FLO Racing.
Okay. And you get on your computer, or if you have a smart TV, which I have, but I have no idea to get it from A to B. So I'll watch it on my computer. And, so we'll definitely keep our eye open for you and wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Best.
But are you going back with family? Are you taking anybody with you or just you?
Right now it's just me going. Okay. I'll go back. They got a group of guys that come. You know, we've really become pretty good friends and you know, almost like a second family back there in Texas. So they're great people just to be around. So I'm going. Maybe my buddy Zach or my dad will come out later in the week. We're going to run Thursday night. So
you already know.
We'll see. Yeah.
How deep are the mains? Is there like an L main or like a double O main? Do we know?
I think there's like a double O on Saturday.
It's just making Brittany nervous.
That's so crazy. Yeah. The biggest event I've been at is had a C main.
That you were in?
For vet. Yeah. No, luckily I went straight to B, but it just cracks me up when I hear even a D main, let alone a double O.
We're talking a sixth of a mile.
No.
They start racing at like 8 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Oh, my gosh. No, but they still have 2022 driving, right?
I know.
It's just crazy how many. You really, really have to work your way up if you have
the I'll slightest. Bet you the scorekeepers and all the corner workers are wiped out come Sunday.
Yes.
And I think those guys are the craziest in the building. Are those corner workers. The car tips over, and you see them half the time. They're next to the car before it even stops moving.
I know. It's just totally, totally insane. And I think those are volunteers, too, if I'm not mistaken.
They got the best seat in the house.
Hey, free ticket to Chili Bowl. Yeah. You know, I mean, you can do anything.
They've got a good seat. I always visit the fire crew ahead of time. At Barona. And I just, you know, it's nice to see you, but I don't want to see you up close, you know, kind of thing. I'm so glad you're here, but yeah.
So who's
right now, so we don't have to later.
Exactly. Yeah.
So before we get ourselves in trouble, who's sponsoring the car or do you know?
Yeah. Well, of course, it's Ramey and Taylor Courtney's deal, Moonshine Motorsports, and you know they got a bunch of great people behind them. You know, I can't name half of them off the top of my head, but I know Precise Race Products is on the side of my car, along with Jambo Barbecue Pits, and
yum.
Yeah, I mean they got a list of people that go into this, so.
See, this is what I keep telling the young drivers. You need to get a food sponsor.
Smart. It's a really big advertisement.
I know.
Jambo Barbecue.
But if you
pit.
Get a good food Yum. Sponsor, you'll never starve.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I went back to test the car. They built a brand new car before last year. I went back to test it, and they barbecued back there. And I
about
made myself sick eating so much. It was so good.
Got to get it while you can.
Well, and you can't find barbecue like that out here.
Not quite.
No.
Wow. Well, it's always such a joy talking to you, Brody, and I wish we wish you all the luck.
Sincerely.
And we hope Racer Radio, you know, moods you, gets to you, and puts you up there on the podium. And the only thing we ask when you take that trophy is thanks to Racer Radio, because we appreciate it.
We want that 25% of the people to hear it.
Yes.
25. Yeah, you got it.
That's excellent. All right, brother. Be safe. Say hi to the family, and we will definitely talk to you down the road.
Have a great time.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, folks. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more Racer Radio. Norm DeWitt hasn't been on in a while. And by the way, he's a big two-wheel guy.
Oh.
So he loves racing motorcycles.
Yeah.
And he likes the cars, too. But I think his main love is two up.
He can go both ways. I totally understand.
I know. Finally, we've got you converted. Right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, and Brittany's dreaming of a wine Christmas. Should be a Dofo's.
I know.
I know. This segment brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, where all your car needs can be taken care of right there at CertifiedCarCare.net. Check the boys out. Tell them you heard it right here on KCDQ. So,
AM 1170,
The answer. Well, you know, I'm really starting to get a little nervous about the motorsport season, I have to tell you.
The coming up?
I'm just starting to get a little... I'm not seeing... Are you seeing the change?
I mean, no, I'm not. And I saw like a meme, a post, and it said, you know, some people are thinking on January 1st, 2021, everything's going to go away. And I thought, oh, God, that's me.
Yeah.
I think the reality is, yeah, and probably
then
not.
And then I just seen on, they were doing a video of somebody taking the vaccine. They never pushed the plunger.
Okay, so you saw that one too?
They never pushed the plunger.
On the doctor?
They never pushed the plunger.
I saw that one.
And I went, because the last thing you want to do is put doubt, you know, in these people's
mind.
Maybe he
was saving it for a patient. No, but I saw that too.
You know, and then somebody, when Pence got his, they said, wow, that's the fastest vaccination I've ever seen. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I just hope, but to as many people that are getting it, the antibodies has got to be kicking in. And we ought to be just about through the population, wouldn't you think?
What, getting it?
Yeah.
No, because no one in my immediate family has gotten it.
That's good.
The brother-in-law and sister-in-law and niece did, but...
But see, if everybody gets it, then the antibodies are going to kick in, and then the guys that haven't gotten it are not going to get it.
So I hear that argument, and I'm missing something, because I was thinking about that argument, and I thought, but people get the flu multiple times.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So how do we suddenly think if we have the antibodies for corona, we won't get it again? No, so... I don't know if I'm missing something on this, but hey, back to racing. But we're right in the middle of California, and aren't there like 38 states that are open? We're the extreme is where I'm going, and racing is all around.
All around us.
Well, but I mean, across the country. And so it's going to survive.
Oh, no. I didn't say it wasn't going to survive. I guess I should have prefaced with
local racing.
I'm worried about local race. I'm worried about Paris Auto Speedway. I'm worried about Barona.
I'm
worried about Thousand Oaks. I'm worried about, you know, Camp Lockett, which I have no idea where that's at.
We have to go there, Dave.
To go.
I only hear good things about it. After the show last week, I talked to Jeremy Johnson, who was in.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And
Pops.
Pardon?
Pops.
Yes, Dad. And I said, gosh, you know, I only hear good things about it. He said, yeah, it's just so laid back, family oriented. Mm-hmm. There isn't anybody there. I'm adding the word yet, because I hope it never happens, that mm-hmm. takes themselves too serious.
Right.
But yeah, okay, so locally, absolutely. It's like our restaurants. You know, if this goes on months, it's already gone on months.
I know.
How do they survive?
It's funny you should say that, because like, Friday, you know, when the restaurants were opened, there were two tractor trailers in front of my favorite restaurant unloading just pallets and pallets of food.
And then now what then the next day,
starting tomorrow, they're back to being. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. But that's beside the point. So wait a minute. Let's go back to your car. So you're going to go see it today.
Oh, my gosh.
You got power steering.
I'm getting measured for power steering
at
5 o'clock.
What do you mean by
just to make sure it's the right angle and it's not too close to me and not too far.
And what system did you get?
I'm going to find out.
Oh, you don't even know.
I want to double check before I say something. Yeah. I believe I know what I'm getting, but I...
Is this Christmas?
Oh,
is this like Christmas?
It
to
is
you?
Like Christmas, except that I paid for it.
Well, that doesn't mean nothing.
Yeah, no, it's very exciting in on many levels. I haven't seen my car. I haven't sat in my car in months. So
you started up go around a block.
No, I left it at Darren Brent's, but one of the B's.
But aren't you going to fire it up?
And I asked him to take the whole thing apart.
Okay.
It's in parts right now. We're going over the whole thing. In fact, I'm picking up my rear end and all the suspension. I'm going to bring it back home and I'm going to give it some love. I'm going to look over it, look for any cracks, bends, breaks, send my suspension off to Nake if I need it to be getting some love. And I'm going to look the rear end cracks, repaint. It's in 1,000 parts.
Is it really?
Yeah. So there's no firing it up.
Okay.
But I get to see my car, I get to sit in it, and I get to see Darren Brown and his lovely wife, Lauren Brown, and that's family that I haven't seen.
Well, do you take anything out and Magnaflux it?
Magna what it?
That's where you put it underneath these, it's like an x-ray of the chassis parts.
No, this reminds me of what my dad always says, we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah, no. Well, it's expensive. That's the only reason
I'm
saying. Oh,
no, we don't do that. I will put my bifocals on. Oh, yeah, here, let me show you. I'm going to maxi-flex it.
Yeah, here they come.
Bifocals. And
you're going to put these glasses on.
And I'll
on,
clean the glasses.
And you'll say.
And I'll look.
I don't see anything.
Yes, yeah, so I'll look at it with my bifocals
well,
on.
Well, you know what happens if you see something that is there. You'll just hear cha-ching.
Well, but I hear safety.
Yeah,
it's
safety
worth
first.
It.
Safety first.
And then in the end, it's less money with prevention. I'm a believer in that.
Oh, yeah.
So in the end, if I catch the crack and get it rewelded, now my rear end's not falling apart and tearing off my entire back end suspension, wheels, tires, all that. So
exactly.
I'm huge into prevention to the point. That's why I break out the Q-tips and clean. So it forces me to look for cracks and bends and breaks. And I get razzed about it because I may have brought a Q-tip or two out at the Nationals, and they're like, what are you doing? I'm forcing myself to look for stuff and clean it so there's a slightly less wear and tear. So
and you know what I've got for you? What do you do to wash the car after it's raced?
Oh, it's tedious. I saw your power washer on KUSI.
You want the one that you drop the hose in
the
bucket?
Yes, that's amazing because of all the mud we come home with sometimes and greasy mud sometimes.
All right, it's yours.
I would love that.
It's got a dual 40-volt battery pack.
I saw your segment this morning and thought about racing in the mud.
Well, that's what you notice. That's what I said in the segment. Okay, that unit is now yours.
Yeah, you said it's great for da 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 da. I didn't hear specifically dwarf car. I was waiting.
Well, I, didn't say
I was
dwarf
waiting.
Car.
And well, I'm lucky because during the race days, my mother, she actually takes the mud off my tires.
Well, then she'll really like this thing.
Well, I did it for her when she raced motocross. Uh-huh. And so now the rules are reversed and she does it, which is amazing because I'm busy looking at a million other things. And
the only other
thing
we probably got to do is, because I don't know how long it would take, but you know, get another set of backup batteries. So you'll
don't tease me like this, Dave.
No, I'm serious. It's yours.
I would love it. Some guys use the power washer. I don't own one. Some guys go to the drive-through car wash, but I don't want to get everything wet.
Well, and you can't do that at the racetrack.
Right. And in between, at the Nationals, when you have 2 nights or 3 days you're on the track, you can't do that.
Well,
and
I will.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there is a witness out there.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, mom's probably jumping up and down.
I'll bring it to you. I got to go out tomorrow anyway. I'll swing by tomorrow. Just got to get you.
Oh, it's no hurry, but.
No, but as soon as you have it in your hot little hand.
Oh, yeah. Then I can relax.
Then you can relax.
Celebrate.
Because that would be a nice added tool.
It would be amazing. It would save me so much time.
Because I know how
and
much.
And rags.
Rags. I can't
or
imagine.
Sponge.
Well, the worst case scenario, you just have to wipe it down, but that's easy.
Yeah. But I mean, it's caked on sometimes. Sometimes it gets stuck in the springs of the suspension, and it's like, oh, was it not even working?
Oh, yeah. That's no
another reason I check in between races if I have time is, yeah, it no could compression. Literally get stuck.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll give that because I have no use for it.
Oh, I have plenty of use.
Because I have the one with the wheels.
I'll take what I can get.
And in fact, yours is more expensive.
Oh, I love it. Oh,
it is.
It's like picking out a wine.
It's crazy. I was doing the segment this morning on TV, and I actually thought I transposed the numbers wrong. And then I looked at it again. I went, ooh.
Like Price is Right. Where's the one? Yeah. The one's got to be first.
Yeah. Well, and the beauty of it is you get a little 5-gallon bucket.
Yes.
You dump water in it. You stick the hose in there, and you can go anywhere you want.
Yeah. You got to get the mud off
in between races. And everybody in the pits will be going, hey.
Well, there are some people, they've built them where they take the wheel off of their car. Yeah. They put it on this thing that goes, oops, round and round by itself and cleans it by itself. I'm over there with my sponge.
This thing would be easier. Yeah, I know. I used to be a crew chief. And what was I doing? I was up at Willow Springs, and we were testing. And I was on my knees with a floor jack, you know, jacking the side up to put the jack stands under. And I looked to my left, and here's a Porsche 911 Carrera. Guy walks up, puts the air hose at the base of the back window, and the thing goes. Turns out
it was character, Dave.
Turns out it was Paul Newman's car, but still, I looked at the owner of the car and I went, "Really?"
Oh,
he says, "We can't afford air jacks." I go, "Really? You can't afford air jacks?"
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love air jacks?
Oh, there's a lot of things. Again, I just tell myself it builds character. Everything takes me a lot longer anyway. See my little guns here?
Dang, girl. Have you been working out, too?
No, they should be bigger. But, you can see them a little, huh?
Yeah, look at those bad boys.
Well, I did start working out with my students this week. I'm feeling my foot hurt on Monday, so I modified a little starting on Tuesday.
You're supposed but to watch that.
I am. I modified it on Tuesday for the rest of the week. But
you just showed me that gun. What's the other gun?
Oh, yeah. So, listeners, I showed him my right arm because I'm right-handed. I don't know.
No. Look at that. You're getting there.
I still need my little pistols, even though I'm getting power steering. I don't want to be tired at the end. See, Brody Rowan knows.
Oh, yeah.
You do not want to lose a spot.
No, because you got tired.
Exactly.
And let's face it. I mean, you get tired. A lot of people don't realize it. You get tired.
Yeah.
Because you're hanging on for dear life, basically.
Yeah, and I'm sure there are some that can relax. You got to relax or else then you're...
But I bet by having power steering and you get into that groove, you don't have to have that death grip on the wheel with power steering.
Well, you still shouldn't have it, but you're right.
Yeah, and that should be a bonus for you.
Yeah, it'll be nice. I won't...
so excited.
I am.
Well, folks, if we had a camera right now, you would not believe the look on her eye. But, all right, we're going to have to hit the road. And by the way, folks, Merry Christmas to you and yours from Brittany and I.
Yes.
And Racer Radio. And we can't.
And Brendan. He was rocking and of course, the Christmas Brendan, music, Mannheim Steamroller.
Brendan brought us some chocolate chip cookies.
I already ate some.
She already ate hers. So did you bake them?
Did? Yeah.
Whoa, Brendan's.
All from scratch,
From scratch.
That's rad.
Man, I was going to give you mine, but. You're not getting them now. I'm having mine as soon as we go to break.
I didn't get any from students, I was telling you.
Yeah.
So, Brendan, you made up for it.
All right. So, hey, don't go anywhere, folks. Gun Owners Radio is coming up next right here on FM 96.1.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.